Alright, I believe it's Sunday the 16th, just a little audio log, probably the first and last one today unless anything interesting happens today. I doubt it though, it's Sunday today, and I'm apparently going to see the psychiatrist tomorrow for assessment, so... from what I understand, I'm still not on an ITO or anything like that, but they have something where they can hold you until you are assessed. And I guess the psychiatrist will probably be mind controlled or some bullshit like that, so it'll be, yeah, interesting to see how that goes, but to the best of my knowledge, if I don't fit the criteria for an involuntary treatment order, then you shouldn't be able to slap one on me this time. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Alright, appendage, log thing. For still day two. So I did have some of that. Psychotic or whatever it was. I wasn't too bad. I'm probably dealing with it. I thought what was more interesting is apparently I'm on a 24-hour ITO. I'm really certain that I did get that recorded last time. However, there's no psychiatrist to make an assessment until Monday. So I'm not sure what this means. And I'm really certain if you are on a ITO that lasts 24 hours and you're not seen within that time, then the ITO is dropped. So I'm going to try... yeah, do something about that. I guess I'll at least try to find out more about it because no one's telling me how the ITO is initiated because you have to be refusing treatment and, you know, harm to yourselves and harm to others, and, you know, it's the same list of rules that fall into it, and I haven't crossed any of them, so just, you know, that's the thing with these people, like, they're not open source, and they won't tell you how they come to their conclusions, and it's just like that bullshit with the auditory visual hallucinations. All these people are just bullshitting, but I'm stuck here for a bit, so...